بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم Continuing with the lessons from the beautiful du'as and teachings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's supplication and du'a is something which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught as a collective du'a for a community, for a family, and for the purposes of harmony in a community and among the brotherhood of Muslims. Generally, we find the du'as that we have been discussing are either in the singular format or they can be in the plural format. So if we say, Allahumma Rabbi, then it is, O Allah, grant me, O Allah, I plead to you. And if we say, Allahumma Rabbana, then it means that we are asking collectively as a collective. This particular du'a, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to make as a collective, Allahumma Allif Bayna Qulubina. O Allah, we ask you to bring our hearts together. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in many of his teachings, he taught the Muslim community, the Muslim ummah, families, to always try to align themselves with togetherness and with friendliness and with unity and with harmony. Allahumma allif bayna qulubina. And where does harmony and unity lie? It lies in the heart. The heart has to be clean. The heart has to be the place where a person's niyat and his intention resides. So, Allahumma allif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina. Aslih dhata baynina means to rectify and set right our relationships, our interaction, our communication, all of those things that we do to each other and towards each other. Aslih dhata baynina. So, as we had mentioned earlier also, in these du'as, there is an ask and there is a lesson. So, the ask is, O Allah, you bring together our hearts and you bring together, or you put together our communication and our relationships and our interactions in a good way. And that the message is that when we communicate, when we relate, when we speak, when we interact, then we interact in a way that is friendly and that is conducive towards good relationships. We should not be communicating and speaking and interacting in a way that causes disharmony and that causes dissension with each other. So Allahumma allif bayna qulubina, O Allah, bring our hearts together, wa aslih dhata baynina, and set right our interaction and our communication, wahdina subul as-salam, and O Allah, guide us towards the ways of peace. Allah, teach us and guide us to make peace with each other. This is such a prolific dua. It is such a dua with so much of depth and so much of meaning that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us what to ask for, and at the same time, it is telling us how we should be living. We should try to make peace among people. And this is also mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that among the greatest actions of ibadah, apart from our formal ibadah of salah and dhikr and tilawat, etc., one of the weightiest forms of ibadah is that we are able to find each other in peace. We are able to speak to each other well. We are able to avoid conflict to the extent that it will cause us to break ties, and it will cause us to distance ourselves from each other, and it will cause us to cause harm to each other. So Allahumma allif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina wahdina subul as-salam wa najjina min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. And O Allah, grant us protection and safeguard us and take us from darkness to light. Meaning that these, if it happens that there is disunity, there is dissension, there is conflict, there is breakdown of relationships, this is a form of darkness. It brings unpleasantness, it brings disharmony, it brings discord in a community. And all of these things are represented by a darkness, darkness of the heart and the darkness of relationships. So therefore, وَنَجِّنَا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, and take us away from that situation and from those conditions and bring us towards the conditions of light, harmony, love, unity, friendliness, etc. And this is the shi'ar and the condition of Muslims. In the ayah of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا, that those people who have true iman and they do good deeds, the outcome and the objectivity of iman and good deeds is that the Muslims are able to live harmoniously, they are able to live together nicely, they are able to get along with each other. And this is one of the things that we should take away from Ramadan al-Mubarak also, that together with having developed our abilities in terms of our ibadah and our dhikr and steadfastness on salah and other aspects, one of the things that we need to check is that the relationships that we had before Ramadan and the difficulties that we are experiencing with people and family members, etc., how has that changed and how has that improved? Have we been able to better these things? Have we been able to reform these things? Have we been able to bring together and patch those relationships up? Because those are the biggest impediments and the obstacles in our spirituality, in our spiritual progress, in us going forward. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who are people of unity. We are tolerant, we are patient, we are understanding. We conduct ourselves with goodness, with wisdom, with harmony. And we try to avoid at all cost conflict and breakdown, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with us. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, which is always mentioned at this time, is وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاسْبِرُوا. That follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. And don't fight among yourselves. Don't break down relationships. Don't create conflict. فَتَفْشَلُوا. If you do this, what will happen? Your hearts will become scattered. Your power will become weakened. And you will become completely helpless and weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a very direct type of a message in the Quran Sharif, that if our community is going to go in this direction, then we are going to remain weak and we're going to become fragmented, and then we are going to become the victims of everything that we see that is happening today. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full benefit of this dua. Allah make us readers of this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us internalize this dua and all the duas that we have learned and we have spoken about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be able to learn these sunnah duas in a way that we learn them, we read them, we understand their message, and we internalize them, we make it a hal. And in that way, inshallah, we will derive all the ruhaniyat and the spirituality from these beautiful teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.